We're in Gemara Makos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, by the Mishnah. Mishalshin b'mamon ve'en mishalshin b'makot. We divide up money when the Edim become Edim Zomimin. So we divide between them the monetary obligations, but we don't divide the lashes between them. Eli, we're just starting now. You're right on time. So mishalshin, we divide between the witnesses, the Edim Zomimim, their monetary obligation. So let's say, we'll have an example right now. Ketzad, how so? Heidushu chevel chavro 200 zuz. If the Edim Zomimim testified that he owes his friend 200 zuz, venim tzeu zomimim, and then they're found to be Edim Zomimim, mishalshin b'nehem. So they divide the 200 zuz. They don't each pay 200, but they divide the 200 between them. But what if they testified that he deserves 40 lashes? And then they were found to be Edim Zomimin. Then they'll each get the 40 lashes. Says the Gemara, where do you have a source for this idea that when it comes to lashes, then they each get a full series of lashes? Amar Abaye. Yes. Yes. Amar Abaye, Ne'emar Resha b'chayvei malkuyot, ve'ne'emar Resha b'chayvei mitot beitin. Abaye says, we have the word Resha with regards to lashes, and Asher yarshi'un elokim. No, that's not the pasuk. V'ayayim binakot harasha. That's the pasuk. And then with regards to death, it says, Asher hu rasha lamut, with regards to the death penalty. So we say, ma la la nin mita lemechza, just like when it comes to execution. You don't give half the death penalty to the Edim Zomimim. Afka nin markut lemechza, by the same token, lashes, you don't give half the lashes. Rava amar beinan kasher zamam lasot lachi veleka. Rava says, there's a simple logic to it. The Torah says, pay them in kind with what they wanted to inflict on their brother. And if you don't give them each 40 lashes, then they're not getting what they tried to inflict on him. Iachi mamon nami. So the Gemara says, but then why is money any different? Answers the Gemara, mamon mitztaref, malkot lo mitztaref. Money adds up. When it comes to money, so Rashi, let's look at Rashi, mamon mitztaref. He got the money that they all tried to make him pay. But when it comes to lashes, you can't combine their lashes. Lashes is about them suffering what they wanted to inflict. It's not about his getting what they wanted to make him pay.
So is it about him getting... I mean, if they get lashes, he doesn't get anything. He just gets the pleasure of seeing them getting lashes. So, you know, if it's about inflicting on them what they wanted to inflict on him, then them splitting the money doesn't do that. It's not like they care about each other's money. And if it's about what he gets, then the money combines, but then why... What's the difference to the lashes?
So the question is good. Can you answer it? Right. So think for a minute. I'll tell you what I think.
Money is a physical thing, of course. Lashes is... I mean, you could say, I guess... But still, 100 shekels is going to hurt them a lot less than 200 shekels.
Agreed. There's a halacha which I remember from the Rambam. But I looked for it a few weeks ago and I couldn't find it. But I remember it says this in the Rambam. What happens if Shemitah intercedes? They were found Edim Zomim and they didn't pay, and there's Shemitah. So now they don't owe him the money anymore, do they? So the Rambam says they still have to pay. What happens if he dies and he has no inheritors? So the Rambam says, if I remember correctly, again, I couldn't find this last time I looked for it, but somewhere the Rambam writes, if I remember correctly, that they still pay. Because there are... So now I add that I think that what we learn from that Rambam is that there are two aspects to the din v'asitem lo kasher zamam lasot la'achiv. There's the aspect that the brother has to get payment when we're talking about payment. And what happens if the brother is not there to get the payment? So then we say, but you still have to administer the punishment. But the receipt of payment then will probably quantify the punishment. So in an instance where the guy gets his 200 zuz, so that quantifies their payment. But when I have a situation that he won't get the 200 zuz, as in the case of lashes, he doesn't get anything out of it. So then the Torah's focus is that administered to them. And there's nothing to do with what he's getting. He's not getting. He doesn't get anything from their lashes. Doesn't stand there and say, oh, great, give him another one. No, that's not what's happening here. So then the issue is they have to pay, and then their payment doesn't add up. Lashes don't add up. So again, I'm bringing this Rambam because I see that term in Rashi. Rashi says, "Varei kibel masher rotzu lafsido ben kulam." Now, our focus here is to gain tools. So if we're stuck with such a question, what do? We open up the Marsha and the Rashash. So let's look and see, maybe they address this. Meharsha and Rashash.
Every Shemitah the debt is reset, or you could say another thing, though. You could say if they were sentenced to the death penalty, were you going to half kill each of them?
Okay, I don't see anything in the Maharsha.
But then why not make them both pay the penalty shekels?
I don't see it. Okay. Onward. Another place to look would be in the commentaries on the Mishnah. We don't have your Mishnah, but I would look in the Ra'av, Tosus Yom Tev, Tiferes Yisrael. You can look over there. Mishnah. Onward. Witnesses do not become Edim Zomimin until they make themselves Edim Zomimin. How does that work? What does that mean? Ketan, how so? Amru midinanu bishploni sharag et hanefesh. If the first set of witnesses come in and say, we want to testify about Chayim, that he murdered on Sunday. Amru lehem, and then the second set of witnesses come in and say, hey, chatem eidim sharei nehrag ze, o arug ze, o arug ze aya imanu. Oto ayom v'makom ploni, how can you testify that Chayim murdered Shimon on Sunday? Either Chayim, the murderer, or Shimon, the one who was purported to have been murdered on that day, he was with us on that day. So the second set of witnesses are contradicting the first set of witnesses, but they are not testifying about the witnesses that they were with them. Rather, they are testifying about either the one who was supposed to have committed the crime or the one who was supposed to have been hurt or killed, that he was with them at that day at a different location. En elu zomimin. That is not an example of Edim Zomimin. Aval. But when do we have Edim Zomimin? Amru lehem, eich atem adim sharei atem eitem imanu to hayom b'makom ploni. If they say, how can you testify you were with us on that day in such a place? Harei elu zomimin. Then they become Edim Zomimin v'neragin al piyem. And based on the testimony of the second set of witnesses, the first set of witnesses will get the death penalty. What happens if a third set of witnesses come in and testify? We saw Chayim murder. Vezimum. And then a fourth set of witnesses came and said, you were with us on that day. Bawacharim, a fifth set of witnesses come in and say, we saw Chayim kill. Vehezimum. And then a sixth set of witnesses come in and say, you were with us on that day.
So then the second and the fourth
Gerusha. Even if you have 100 set of witnesses coming in and testifying that Chaim killed, and all 100 have the same thing happening to them, every time another set of witnesses come in and say, you were with us at that time. And even if it's the same set of witnesses, meaning set one comes in and says, we were at Yankee Stadium, we saw Chaim kill Yankel that day. And second set of witnesses come in and say, you were with us at the Mets game on that day, you couldn't have seen that. And then a third set of witnesses says, we were at that Yankees game and we saw the murder. And that same second set comes back and says, you were with us at the Mets game. And the same thing happens 100 times. And every time, the same pair of witnesses come in and say, you were with us at the Mets game. You couldn't have seen the crime. So then everyone gets killed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, istatiti zo. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a conspiracy. Look at this. Look at this pair of witnesses. They just decided to take every witness that'll come and say, you were with us. Obviously, you see, they're lying. They know ne'eragat ha'katrishna bilvad. You can't kill anyone but the first group. So that doesn't work. Why kill anyone? You see, they're a bunch of liars, the second set of witnesses. So, okay. So again, the first halacha we saw in the Mishnah was that the Edom Zomimin are only Edom Zomimin if the testimony was about them. You were with us at that time. Minani mili. The Gemara says, what's the source for that din? Amar vida da malkra, vine sheker ha'ed sheker ana, ad sheteshaker gufa shel edut. The term, vine ed sheker ha'ed, why does the Torah stress, behold, the witness is a false witness? Why are we stressing the witness? To tell us that the bodies of the witnesses themselves have to be a part of the lie. The second set of witnesses has to come and say, you, your bodies were with us at that time somewhere else. So the focus is on them, on their being, on their bodies. That's Rav Ida's source. Tebe Rabbi Yishmael Tana. In the academy of Rabbi Yishmael, they had the following brisa. It says in the Torah, Lanot bo sara. If in the story of Edom Zomimim, it says that the witnesses, the first pair, the liars, walk into court to give testimony that the Torah calls it sara. Now, the word sara could mean a lie. The word sara could mean something removed from the truth. But it's coming to stress the idea that it is removed. So the Braisa, no, Sarah with the Samach. So the Braisa says, Ad she tusre gufa shel edut. The word Sarah removed is stressing the body of the testimony, meaning the witnesses themselves have to be removed from the crime scene. Where the Torah is describing Edom Zomimim as liars who are removed, the stress is that the second set of witnesses have to testify, you were removed from the crime scene. You were not there. You were with us at the time you claim you saw it. So the word removed is stressing that they were removed. That's how we know the din of the Mishnah, that the second set of witnesses have to testify specifically about the witnesses, not about the perpetrator, not about the guy who was killed. What's that called? The victim. But rather about the witnesses. You were with us at that time. So that either the source is v'inei ed sheker ha'ed, or the source is lanot bo sara. Amarava. Now we enter very interesting gemaros. Rava says the following din. Ba'u shnayim v'amru b'mizrach bira rak ploni et ha'nefesh. Two witnesses come in and say, in the east wing of the castle, on Sunday morning, we saw Mrs. White murder with the wrench. Okay. Uva'u shnayim v'amru. And then a second set of witnesses come in and say, V'alo b'ma'arav b'ra'im anu ayitem. Sunday morning, when you claim you saw Mrs. White commit the crime, you were with us on the western wing of the castle. Chazina. So we, the court, we go down to the crime scene and we check. If a person standing in the west wing can look and see out to the east wing, so then they are not Edom Zomimin. And if you can't see, then they are Edom Zomimin. So the Gemara says, Pshita, wait a second, that was obvious. What'd you tell me? Obviously, you go and you check the crimes in. Could they have seen it or not? I would have thought maybe we should analyze, bring an optometrist and check their eyesight. Maybe their vision is better than average. Kamash Malan, that's what we came in and taught. That we, the court, go down and analyze it. If we can't see it, we don't have to bring an optometrist and say, maybe they have better than average eyesight. We assume our eyesight is average, their eyesight is average, and that's enough. If we can't see from one end to the other end, that's fine. Now, if they'll bring an optometrist and they'll prove that they have better eyesight, fine. But we as a court, we don't have to start worrying, maybe, you know, maybe they have binoculars or glasses. They say they saw it. Then our assumption is they have regular eyesight like us, and either you could or you can't see it. That's enough. V'amar Rava, next din Rava teaches. Ba'u shnayim amru, besura b'tzafra b'chad b'shabbat rak plonit ha'nefesh. We were out in Syria, it was Sunday morning, and we saw the butler kill with the steel pipe Sunday morning. Ba'u shnayim amru, and then two witnesses came and said, b'panya b'chad b'shabbat, but you know what, in the afternoon of that Sunday, imanu itim ben Arda, you were out in the city of Narda in Babylon, you were with us in Iraq. Chazinan, so then we check. If you could make the journey from Syria to Babylon in that time frame, so that's not called Edom Zomimin. Now this is a bigger chiddush, because this is different than our case in the Mishnah. Here, they're not saying at the time of the crime scene you were with us. They're saying at a later time you were with us, you could not have made it from one place to the other, and retroactively, their testimony indicates that at the time of the crime, they weren't there. But that's not their testimony. And nonetheless, Rava says, that's also called Edom Zomimin. Even though I wouldn't have said like Rava, I would have said the Torah told you what Edom Zomimin is. They have to testify that Sara Gufa Shel Edut, that the body of the testimony wasn't there. So they didn't testify that. They testified something else which indicates that fact. Who says that's Edom Zomimin? Rava says that's Edom Zomimin. Okay. So if you can make the trek from Sura to Narda in that time frame, Rava Zomimin, then they're not Zomimin. And if you can't make the trek, they are Zomimin. So about this, the Gemara says, Pshita. I don't know why it's so Pashat. Now the Teim Aleichush Legalm LaParcha Kamash Malan. I might think maybe we should think maybe they have a Concorde jet. Maybe they have a flying camel, which is, the idea is that there were super fast camels. So you're checking what the average time frame for traveling from Sura Narda is. Okay, so maybe I should be concerned that they could do the journey more quickly. Maybe they have those special Persian camels that fly across the desert. No, I don't have to worry about that. What? They if they make the claim, then I'll worry about it. But me as a court, I check average travel time. And if they can't make it with the average travel time, so from my perspective, they've been proven to be Edim Zomimin. Okay, the next sugiyah is a little bit long. I think we'll pick up with that on Sunday, Bezat Shem.